This is Wine, Women, and Revolution with your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Hi, and welcome to Wine, Women, and Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. You can find us online at www.njrevolutionradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and get us wherever you get your podcasts from. We're back from our little winter break that we took for the holidays to spend time with our family. We have a lot coming up in the new year that we're excited about. And first thing coming up is our January 11th live show at Casciano's Coffee Bar here in Hamilton. You can find that on the Facebook event page. We hope to see all you guys there. It's going to be a really fun time. Tonight, I have two men in the studio with me who I just respect so much. They both are here to talk about a recent success that we actually had in Camden and in Newark, where both of these communities voted to keep control of their school board. Camden actually voted to take control back of their ability to elect their school board. They haven't had that right in so long. And Newark actually decided that they were going to keep that right. They had lost it in the past, gotten it back. But they've said as a community, we want to keep that power, the right to vote in our community and not have it taken away by someone. So welcome to the studio, guys.
Keith Benson and Johnny Latner, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tonight it's exciting. We actually get to talk about a victory on election night. Several cities throughout the state of New Jersey actually reclaimed their right to vote on school board elections. So how excited are you guys?
Very, especially in Camden. It's been something we've been asking for, you know, for quite some time. And if you just indulge me real quick, I have a couple people I want to make sure I thank in this. So I want to thank Ms. Vladimir, Brother Gary Frazier, Ms. Francie Dickerson, Brother Sean Brown, Monique Ragsdale, the Camden NAACP, the South Jersey Progressive United Women, NJA, Marie Bliston, Nancy Holmes, Reverend Pastor Amir Khan, the CEA, South Jersey Quakers, Juan Rodriguez, Jose Delgado, Cornell Garnett, Mondalisa Davis, Kevin Barfield, Mr. Larry Zahn, Denise Lewis, Ms. Victoria Palat, Larry Blake, Ms. Lisa Hardwick, Mr. Stan White, the attorneys, Flavio Camuvez, and the ACLU. Thank you all for, in the Camden community, the 5,000 folks who came out on election night to vote no, to take our right to vote back from the mayor and let us be able to practice democracy like every other city in the state of New Jersey.
So clearly it sounds like it was a group effort for a lot of people came together.
Had to be. It could not have been done without without the effort of everyone. And everybody brought their unique expertise and viewpoint of how to organize and how to get the message out and get the word out. And, you know, that just shows what really communities can accomplish. If we simply sort of have a single vision and work toward and stay committed to it.
So can you give me a little history about when Camden lost their right to vote on their school board?
So in 2002, the Municipal Economic Recovery Act was passed, and that was when the state of New Jersey gave Camden $175 million, and that $175 million came with certain stipulations. And one of the stipulations were that the Board of Education would cease to be publicly elected as had been up until that point. That happened in 2002. The residents didn't have any say so in giving up that their right to vote, but it was just done for them. And really pretty much since then, our residents had not had the opportunity to elect their full board of 9 Board of Education members. So since then, you know, we've been certain iterations of elections where we, at the most we could elect 3, and that was up until around, I think, 2009. And after that, we lost that right completely. So so ever since pretty much then, we've been, you know, battling and fighting and doing the sort of real unglamorous grunt work to sort of take these rights back from folks who really did not want Camden's public to have it, which we think about is a really sick thing when you have folks that have power that are really trying to move heaven and earth to make sure, you know, our city of Black and Latinos don't get a chance to have the same rights as everybody else. It's racist as hell. And, you know, on election day, we came out and, you know, and it was a beautiful thing. And it took a long
time.
And
the mayor was actually one of the people saying, you don't want this right. You don't want to have to vote, right?
Yep. The mayor, along with the Camden County Democrats and the Camden City Democrats, all really sort of Norcross acolytes, pretty much took their marching orders in. And, you know, George Norcross did not want residents to have this right to vote. So the thing that makes it really, really disturbing is that George Norcross is not from the city. He's not of the city. He's enriched himself throughout his career off of city government contracts and then South Jersey government contracts. He's enriched himself off the backs of Camdenites and then has worked for the last 3 decades to try and make sure no Camden residents don't have democracy. And, you know, the mayor, who is his yes man, you know, sitting in City Hall, took his orders and, you know, told, you know, residents, vote yes so I can continue to appoint and, you know, maintain all the power, keep it consolidated with the, you know, with the long Democrat machine in the city. And our residents, again, you know, came out and, you know, and said, no, mayor, you're not going to take this right from us. And we wanted ourselves to want to participate in what happens in our school board. And they did that.
That's so exciting, and I'm excited for you guys, so I know you must be excited. Now, I want to throw it to Johnny. Same rough question. What led up to Newark losing their rights to vote, and what was the process like to get it on the ballot and win?
So I think back in I've been in Newark about 27 years, but back in 1985, the state took over Newark public schools and also took over the right to have an elected school board. We do have an elected, let me say this. We didn't vote to, we do become elected school board. We was already an elected school board. We just, on the ballot, we made sure that it stayed an elected school board. So we've been an elected school board. But the ballot question was, did we want the mayor to be able to appoint the school board? So we won by 75.73% voted that we wanted to stay an elected school board, and only 24.27% said they wanted an appointed mayor board. But going back to your question, at that time, it was corruption and other stuff within the school system. And so the retaliation for the corruption was to take away the voting rights of it. I don't know when it became back, but I know that the question on this ballot was to make sure that it stayed, and we made sure that it stayed, along with. And I like to do like Keith did too, which there was a whole lot of people who actually, YMS from Abbott Leadership, the Newark Teachers Union, the City of Newark. So I think our thing was different, a little different than what Camden was going through, because our Newark Public Schools, along with the mayor, along with everyone, wanted an elected school board.
Okay.
Even if you won an appointed school board. So we didn't have to battle as they battled all the rest of them. Although we had some people who wanted the appointed, because, you know, they praised the mayor, but I'm going to leave that alone right now. But
you're welcome to get into it if you want.
But, you know, there's a lot, you know, the Alliance for Newark Public Schools, Newark Education Equality and Diversity, New Jersey Institute of Social Justice. So we had a lot of people fighting to make sure they go out. Need. There's a national organization, Need, who came. There was a lot of walk the walk. It was a lot of organizations that came together to make sure that, you know, it was 14,879 votes that voted for to make sure that we had an elected school board. So, you know, like Keith said, it was a huge victory because now we can move forward. We just have to work on the corruption and all the other crazy stuff that happens now and get not the mayor's appointed people elected to the school board. That's the work we have to do now. We have to educate the community on not just voting for the person because someone tells you to vote for the person, but vote for the person who's going to do something for you.
Well, that actually was the next follow-up question of how are you organizing? What are you doing to get out? Now that you've got these victories, what are you doing to make use of them, and how is it going to benefit the community?
Go ahead, Mr. Key. Yeah, I can start. So yesterday, actually, I had another national interview because someone was looking at New Jersey as a whole and, you know, the victories that we did get for the elected school board. And I told them, we just did a little part of the work. Now it's time to start educating people about the really right of voting and who to, not to tell them who to vote for, but let them research and help them to find that, you know, not everybody who said this on your side is on your side, you know, and just because they say vote row A don't mean to vote row A. So we got to go back and start educating on the issues, listen to their concerns, and then have them go in the voting booth and vote who they want because of those two things, not because someone tells them to do it.
How about you, Keith?
Yeah, so for my thing, it was more, the priority for me was us our, as residents to have the right to elect. And now we go, now we sort of shift gears and hopefully we get good candidates. But that's sort of like, that's sort of aside from the central issue. See, this issue for me personally was a more issue of principle. You know, how dare anyone say we don't have the right to vote? And now, you know, now in terms of who, what makes a good candidate and who are good candidates, obviously that's sort of a personal decision, you know what I mean, for residents to make and discern. But I know there were a couple, there are quite a few forums that are planned. And I think one happened tonight, Ron said Dickerson, and We Choose and / Journey for Justice put one on at Parkside Progressive Baptist Church today. And I know Miss Vida Neal and the NAACP want to put on quite a few forums. And I know we are, the CEA and the NJA has one scheduled for January 19th, where the more information that goes out, the more folks can understand exactly what it takes to be a board member, what the expectations are, what the qualifications are, what the criteria are. And, you know, through the course of getting, you know, steady stream of information, I hope, you know, our community can come to some consensus as to who are best positioned to represent us and win in an election that comes up, hopefully in April. But, you know, we shouldn't be deceived into thinking that just because we won the right to vote that the machine that wanted to prevent us from having the right to vote aren't going to be backing financially and using all the, you know, the levers of power that they have to try and put their candidates up who in a democratic process could possibly win. So it's up for us, you know, to do what we can do to field the best candidates and let democracy take its course. I mean, we've suffered through some horrible people who were elected, you know, like President Donald Trump, for instance.
Exactly.
And Governor Chris Christie, who was elected, you know, you're terrible. We had to live with it and suffer through it. But, you know, hopefully, we can field some good candidates, and the candidates that have our interests, have our back, you know, win.
Yeah.
Okay, this question's for both of you. Where can people get more information about the education or the projects Vida's working on?
Her page, everyone I've referenced, everyone, that long, the laundry list of folks, they all have a Facebook page that you can go to and I guess, you know, find out what their particular organizations are doing, what their the times and dates that organizations are planning things to do. For us, it's going to be January 19th at the Ferry Avenue Library. And it, you know, again, it's really unglamorous, not necessarily outside the box, you know, organizing, or you know, or forums. You know, it's really simply just talking to residents, you know, talking to people. And then, you know, social media has an impact, but only to a certain point. You know, you got to actually deal with human beings and talk to them and answer questions and be right there and be present. And, you know, that's what we hope to achieve on the 19th. And hopefully before the 19th and after the 19th, a lot of other community organizations have whatever meetings that they want to have to where they can field good candidates, you know, as well. And hopefully between all this sort of community coalescing and talking to one another, we get some folks who, you know, who want to represent our schools, our public schools, and care about Camden, you know. So for me, that's what I really hope for. That's what I look for in a candidate, is that one, the integrity has to be above reproach. Like you can't be, you know, somebody who's susceptible to being bought off, you know, with a deal, you know, with a paycheck or a job or something like that. But two, someone who cares specifically about Camden and its residents, because we know how public education is used as a tool, you know, it's manipulated to try and foster redevelopment in a way that sort of hurts the residents that actually are staying in these areas. So someone who wants to protect our public schools, and then someone who actually cares about the city of Camden itself. And for me, that's all I necessarily care about in a candidate. Hopefully we can feel some folks who sort of are sort of like-minded and, you know, are ready to fight for our schools and our community.
How about you, Johnny? How can people find events?
So what we're doing now, first you can reach out to our organization, which is PULSE, Parents Unified for Local School Education. And it's parents, it's PULSENJ.org. We also are part of Journey for Justice in the coordinating group of Journey for Justice. We also have a statewide network with Camden and Elizabeth and stuff. So you can go to the Journey for Justice page also, because that, like he said, we're connected by a statewide network, which helps us to really do the work that we need to be doing. And then, as he said, we're doing community conversations too, because like we said, just because we won, just because we got one victory, when you go over there, I mean, I'm looking at the bulletin of last year when I ran for school board, and this back is all of the people that was backing the people that was on the mayor's slate, like 15 to 20, and then this is the slate, and they won. So we got to educate people on not just voting for someone because someone tells them to. So, you know, but that's how you can get in touch with us.
Will you be running again, Johnny?
Huh?
Will you be running again?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know, because there's a lot of stuff that's happening in my life and change. But I will be. I was a campaign manager before. I was running with, you know, helping people. So I may do that, because running for election, as you know, takes a lot of time and effort, and it takes a lot of time from your life. And I know I'm committed, but I think that it's just the idea of maybe I may wait a year and then come back. That may be happening, but I'm thinking that if I do run, it's going to be, I'm going to announce in January if I decide to run. But right now, it's 50-50.
Well, I know a network that would love to have that exclusive.
Oh, I will definitely. You'll be the first one I come to.
Could you actually talk a little about Journey for Justice? I don't think we've talked about it on any of our shows here. And they're a really awesome organization that I'd like to give some props to.
So Journey for Justice is 32 organizations in 22 states across the United States. They actually have a 7-point platform that they actually that fights for public education. We have a 7-point We Choose platform. The platform is the moratorium on school privatization is number one. Number two is the creation of 25,000 sustainable community schools. We want to end zero tolerance policies at public schools now. A national equality assessment. We stop the attack on black teachers. End state takeovers, appointed school boards and mayor control boards. And then eliminate the over of standardized testing. So those are the 7 platforms. And we also did two releases. And one is the Felon Brown versus Boyd report, where we, you can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. It's the Felon Brown versus Boyd report. And in this report, they took Camden, Newark, and Patterson. It's like 12 schools, and compared them against white schools. And it was talking about the equity in between the two. So I can send you the download link to this. You can find this. And this was the first report with Death by a Thousand Cuts, which talked about school closings, when there was a big F of school closings. And then we're part of something called Arrows, and they did a report called A Friend of the Education of Death. But I can send you all the links to all of these so that you can learn a little bit more about it. But we have, in New Jersey, we have about six organizations that's a part of Journey for Justice. But like I said, it's 22 organizations across from around the country in 32 states. I mean, 32 organizations in 22 states. And we are part of the coordinating committee. And Camden is a part of the coordinating.
Make sure that you send it to me so I can put it in the show notes, because I know what people are going to want to read that.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that.
All right. Let's go running low one time, but I want to give you each a chance to get a last word in. Keith, let's go back to you. Anything you want to say about this victory or organizing or schools in general?
Yeah, the fight's not over, and on to the next W. You know, that's really what it is. You know, congratulations. We had our time to congratulate ourselves and high five to everybody, but now it's right back to work. Maintain.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Keith. I feel like, yeah, the victory was good that night, and I tasted it, and it was sweet, but we got to move on to the next one, because every day they're fighting against us. Yep. So we got to fight back against them. And, you know, I think that's what we have to do. We have to keep organizing, educating, and empowering people to be able to be the voice of them and want to control their schools. So I think that's very important.
You guys are both super inspiring. So I hope you can inspire a whole new generation of activists, join you and, you know, get a lot of stuff done and take the power back for the people. And with guys like you at the helm, I'm pretty sure you're going to get every victory you want eventually.
Thank you so much
for being here tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Good night. To my listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you more than you could possibly know. And, you know, I do have to ask that we need your help. We don't take any corporate money here on New Jersey Revolution Radio, and we need you guys to help us out. If you go on www.njrevolutionradio.com, click on that like or click on that donate button, even if it's just a couple of dollars a month, that really helps us to budget. And anything you do, we appreciate it so much. The future's yours to create. Go out there and create it.